everyone, this is Autumn, and I'm here to introduce my guest judge for the evening, the one and only Mr. Sister. Yeah. So, Margot, how are you this evening?
Sorry?
I said, how are you this evening?
I'm good.
That's good to know.
Yes, thank you for having me on the
I'm delighted, let me tell you what.
Autumn.
So, yesterday was Margot's mom's birthday, so happy birthday to Margot's mom.
That's why we didn't record yesterday. Sorry.
They'll live. But anyway, really looking forward to tonight. I'm really looking forward to hear. I mean, obviously, Margot, you haven't heard like the people before, but I'm really hoping that, things sound good with music and that there's even maybe a little slimmer of improvement. I don't know what a
Yes.
slimmer is, but
I'm
sliver.
excited to judge because I really wanted to audition for this show, but I didn't have the time.
Yeah,
No, actually, I
sure.
kept forgetting that the auditions were open because I kept thinking they were closed.
That's okay. It's all good, because now you're my guest judge, so, like, even
Yeah.
better. Now we get to co-judge instead of me judging you, which is always a good thing.
Yes.
Anyway, first up tonight, we are going to listen to Skywish. All
Okay.
right? All righty. So keep listening. Skywish.
You fall,
All right, everyone. That was Skywish. Nice way to start the night, I thought.
Yes.
Skywish, I liked this. I didn't think that it was, really bad or anything like that. I didn't really think that it was like amazing though. I mean, I was a little in the middle of the road. I did have a couple notes. I just thought that it was kind of pushy sounding. I thought that the higher notes were kind of strained. Just make sure that, when you think about going to sing those higher notes, that I guess maybe you're just, I don't know, just thinking, think about it like you're coming at them from the top instead of going up to them, I guess, and that maybe they won't sound so pushy. But really, I mean, the whole thing was sounded kind of really chesty and like really kind of pushy. I thought your second chorus and everything after that was just like too much, but that could have just been my personal preference. So, what did you think, Margot?
The first thing that popped in my head as soon as you came in was that it was a little bit on the quiet side, like the not like your actual singing, but the mixing, I guess. Like it was a little bit quiet, and sometimes it was hard to hear you. And the since it was a little quiet, I was hearing a little bit of pitchiness, but then it was kind of hard sometimes to tell whether you were still pitchy or if you made your way back into it. So like that could be fixed in future recordings. But then like sort of in the chorus later in the song, it was peaking a little bit on the louder parts where you were belting a little bit more, and so it might help if you like record part of it with a little bit louder. What do you call it?
Like
I guess the volume of the
yeah,
mic.
just set louder.
And then later, like, don't make it drastic so that like the beginning will sound like you're right in the mic, and then later so it's like you're across the room, but like just make it a little subtle so that it's at least a little more balanced than it is right now.
I even kind of got that a little bit, that she was like in a different room, like she finished singing the verse and then she like got up real fast and ran into the kitchen. She's like, I feel lost from the kitchen. She had to stir the pot of something she was cooking.
Wait, oh, but I'm not done. Sorry,
Sorry.
wait. No, but wait, I just, I'm spacing out.
Notesies.
And then there's a lot of kind of like unnecessary note changing on a lot of parts. I know that this particular song is a little bit kind of repetitive and it gives you room to improvise a little, but there was a lot of like the do 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 do. What am I trying to say? It's like,
Like maybe to like in excess, like overworking it, or what do you?
I'm trying to think of a part really quick. I can't think of one, but it's just when normally the note would be just one note and then you kind of make it like three notes or something when you're changing it or something. I don't know how to explain it. I'm really tired right now.
It's okay. I'm not really sure. I don't really remember that.
Okay, let's see here. I have the lyrics.
Like, was it on the verses?
No. Oh, yeah. It was on the verses. It was, okay, never mind. Moving on. I'm taking way too long trying to put this into words. Anyway, I think you have very nice tone and vibrato. Like, you're not really having problems with, like, with nasally ness or anything. But I did notice that sometimes at the end of notes you would taper and make it a little bit breathy, like kind of like
Yeah, no, I noticed that too, like
sometimes, and then we're like sometimes
Yeah, just like kind of fade away.
I am
Like
very
and the vibrato just kind of like got weaker as the note sustained, like kind of like flimsy sounding. That was me making fun of you. Making fun
Making
of
fun of me.
me. Yeah. I don't know. I liked it. I definitely thought it was like too like you just that song is like should never be acoustic in my opinion. Like I just thought it was like so long. Like that song is just like the same thing over and over again. But I guess I stand alone on that issue. Marco may or may not agree with me on that. Her mic is muted right now because her boyfriend's mom is talking to him. So I'm just going to cut this right here, just nip this critique in the bud because it's been going on long enough. Margo will be back on the next critique, y'all. See you then. The beautiful, the talented Omi Pride 09. Yo.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places. Worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And I feel the way that every child should sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
Mad world.
Mad world.
Right, Omi. Omi Pred 09. Way to go. Way to rock that. Yeah. Margot? Thoughts?
Hey, I think that you sound really nice as usual. I think that you're kind of overworking words a lot. Like, let's see here. Oh, darn it, I got rid of the lyrics. Like, it's just kind of a little bit too much, like, all I see are familiar faces. Except not that extreme, but like that kind of a thing.
Like
And
mushy
then,
sounding or
no, it was just kind of a little bit too much of the diphthongs and the R's and stuff. Yeah, but let's see. The only other thing that I had was that I noticed this in some of your singing that there's not as much like energy in your emotion as there could be. Like, I used to have the same problem as you, like forever, that like your voice sounds really, really nice and it's really just easy to listen to, but other than that, like it's kind of just like going on, and like there's no emotion drawing me in. Like, but concerning the energy, I really like the energy that you have inside of your notes. Like, you can hear that you're still supporting and that your vibrato is like spinning to keep yourself in tune and stuff. Like, I really like that about it, but you can just add a little more emotion.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree with the emotion part. This song is just like a really like I don't know. It's really like deep, like really heavy shit. You know what I mean? Like this song is like so depressing to listen to. And like I felt like you just were like all kind of one emotional level throughout the entire song, and I felt like it just needed to be like pulled back, I guess, a little bit more. Like not pulled back emotionally, just like the emotion needed to be like more tender, I guess is what I mean. But other than that, I really liked the harmonies during the verses, or during the second verse anyway. I really liked it. It was heavenly. It was a heavenly harmony. Sorry, okay, that didn't sound as cool as I thought it would coming out of my mouth. All right, but I really liked your harmonies. I thought that they blended really well, and I thought that they really added to the song rather than taking from it. And I really liked the little flourishes. I liked that you kind of made it your own, because I've actually really liked this song, and I've heard it a lot, so I noticed like the little things that you did differently. And I appreciated them, so just so you know, one thing I didn't like was your puffies. Your puffies, you know better than those puffies, Omi Pride 09. And also, oh yeah, you only did it in like the first verse, but you did this like weird like forte piano thing where you like swelled the notes really big, and then you faded like so fast, you were like, No, it's like a couple times it sounded good, and then a couple times I was like, that sounded weird. But otherwise, I liked it. My only problem with it that was big was the like emotion. I just felt like you not that you didn't have emotion. Well, I don't know. I just felt like you had the wrong emotion. Anyway, that's what I thought. I liked it though. I thought it was enjoyable to listen to, so. Good job. Shall we move on to Audrey? Audrey, go lightly. Alrighty, let's do this.
Takes two. the moment I'm gone. You hold me without touch. You keep me without chains. I've never wanted anything so much as to drown in your love and not feel
Right, so that was Audrey Golightly 13.
Yay!
Yeah, Audrey Golightly. Just singing it up. Well, I guess I'll go first on this one, since you went first last time. Well, Audrey, I really like your voice. Like, I like your voice in itself. I really like your tone. I feel like you just have this, like, really, just this fresh sounding, you know what I mean? Like, really innocent sounding voice.
Are you talking to her or me when you say you know what I mean?
You.
Oh, yes. I thought you were just talking to her.
I feel like she has this really innocent sounding, like, yeah, no, we're not, I guess, we're not really supposed to talk to them like they're here, so... Oops, I guess I kind of messed that up. I'm sorry.
No.
I won't do that anymore. But it's, I feel like you have, like, this really innocent sounding voice, and I like that, but at the same time, I feel like you can keep that nice, clean sounding tone, and just, like, if you just, I don't know, give it some more support, just, like, use that breath to just, like, add power to your, like, I felt like it was just all, it all sounded the same, like, it was really nice sound, but I felt like it was really weak sounding. I felt like it could have been a lot more confident, and I felt like you didn't, like, swell, like, the big parts. It seemed like, where is this one part? It was like, it felt like it was supposed to be building, like, it was building in the music, and then the music just got, like, super quiet, and I felt like you were supposed to, like, build with the music, but you didn't, and so it was like, it wasn't that exciting, and it was supposed to be, like, a really dramatic moment where, like, the music builds and gets really loud, and then it gets super quiet again. And yes. Yeah, and I just felt like she didn't bring that. So I guess I used to have that problem. I mean, I still have that problem where I'm just, like, not giving it enough, and I just have to say that she just needs to go for it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah. Just go for it.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Just go for it, man.
Just go for it, man. Anyway, are you done?
Yeah, it's all you, girl.
Go for it, man. Okay. I agree. I think you have a really, really nice voice. And, where is it? Okay. I'm really losing my thoughts, like, really easily, even though I took notes. Okay. I think that you have, like, just a really nice sound. And, I just think that the one thing that you, like, the one thing that should be your goal for this show is, like, your confidence, because I feel like you held back a lot, and once you get past that, it will just be really, really good. I was thinking there's kind of like a bit of an unstable grasp on some of the notes, and I think it was due to the vibrato. I feel a tiny bit like you're almost pushing your vibrato a little. You should just, like, kind of let it naturally go, like, just what feels right, and it shouldn't just come out. And then, yeah, like, a couple notes were a little shaky, but I think that if you just work on your vibrato a little, it will be smoothed out. And then these next two kind of go together, like, the emotion, and then just, like, growing more with dynamics. Like, I thought that the emotion could have had a lot more ups and downs, because it's there's, like, quiet parts and loud parts, and especially on the big part, that's like, I know that you're bringing me down, that part, like,
I think that's, like, the part really I was talking
long
about.
No, it could have grown more, because it was just kind of like, ah. And it, like, didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I know, definitely. It's, like, all one long.
That was still very impressive, though, because it was, that part is supposed to be all in one breath, and it's followed by that, like, little run thing, and that was very, very stable. Like, I was talking earlier about, like, keeping your notes stable, but that one was really good. Yeah. Good job.
If there's one thing that Team Rutherford has been taught by Rutherford, it's that if you sustain a note, you never just let it stay the same volume.
Team Rutherford!
It's a hizzy! Sorry.
Wait, what?
I said into hizzy.
What does that mean?
It's like into house, yo.
Oh!
I'm sorry, I'm getting caught up in my prison mafia game.
Wait, we're not supposed to talk to them?
No.
Oh.
It's okay, though. I did it, like, the whole show already, so. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's okay. No, really, it's fine. we should just go on, though. Okay. We should go to Theater Bound 31, also known as Allison. She's going to be singing Journey to the Past, one of my favorite cartoon songs, so I'm looking forward to it. And we'll do that now.